To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of another absolutely stunning January sunset over the Hudson River comes to us from yours truly, as I knew I just had to pull the car over to capture this sight from the shores of Castleton on the Hudson, New York, because the light would soon be fading and this wonder would disappear over the horizon. I'm sharing a video I took of this scene on mtforchrist.org today if you want to get another live view of what I was seeing. And sure enough, by the time I got home, the light had dissipated, and this scene was gone from my vantage point down by the river. Well, it's Thursday, and I normally share a photo of a pathway to encourage people to get on or to keep walking on the path of Christian discipleship. Technically, the Hudson River is a water pathway, and I think today's photo qualifies as a representation of a path to seek the Lord, and signifies the wonder and the magnificence that one will experience when they decide to pick up their cross and follow Jesus. Today I'm excited because this evening I will resume teaching Christian discipleship as I will be hosting a Freedom in Christ Discipleship course men's group via Zoom. The possible participants for tonight's group span the East Coast, hailing from as far north as Massachusetts and going as far south as Florida, with many other states in between also possibly being represented. I say possible participants because although several men have signed up for the course, they are only participants if they show up at tonight's Zoom meeting. I sent out an email this morning to remind and encourage all the participants to attend tonight's meeting, saying that a big part of our faith walk as Christians is showing up. If these men want to learn about and prayerfully experience their freedom in Christ, it would help them a great deal to show up. Reading books or watching videos on our own can give understanding, but I have learned that acts of faith and going into Christian communities to be vulnerable are things God uses to mature us in our faith. Putting your money where your mouth is by investing your time and presence to pursue the Lord's will for your life moves you closer to God and closer to the abundant life in the Spirit that He wants all His children to experience. Our friend in the UK, Philip Hand, recently sent me a poem that reflects my sentiments that it is through the Lord that we can find our freedom and that we can reflect God's glory when we trust in Him and follow where He leads. Philip's poem reads, "The key, let go of your stress, the Lord is our rest. His presence lifts our heads, sorrow and heartache flee, His love is the key to the cage that surrounds our hearts. Wonderful is the one whose crimson-pierced hands holds our lives in the safest of places. The world will see that we are free with the light of the sun on our faces." So grab a hold of the key, our Lord Jesus Christ, to unlock the mystery of life and to find out who you are in Christ, what your purpose in His kingdom is, and how to experience the fruit of the Spirit in your life on a continual basis. The peace, love, joy, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, patience, and self-control that you are seeking is only found in one place, in a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. To experience it, we have to pick up our cross and follow Jesus. When the Lord calls you to find meaning and purpose for your life, you still have to answer the call. You still have to show up. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Hebrews 3:14, and it says, "For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ." Today's verse speaks of the need for us to persevere in our faith walk and of the rewards to be had. One of the parables of Christ refers to the sowing of seed and speaks of some seed that fell on rocky soil that sprang up but quickly wilted and died, and others that fell among thorns and were choked out. These two types of seed were explained to be people who heard the gospel and accepted it, but who didn't stay in the faith, pointing to, depending on your view, Either carnal Christians who are saved but aren't fruitful, or it points to false converts, people who say and possibly believe they are Christians, but who will be turned away by Christ as someone he didn't know on Judgment Day to be cast in the outer darkness of hell, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Honestly, my interpretation of this verse agrees with what the Word says. These see die and are choked out. So I believe in the second view, that people who seem to put their faith in Christ, but who walk away from the church and are consumed by the things of this world more than the things of God, are spiritually dead and will be lost as their loyalties to the things of this world or their love of themselves over their love for Christ will result in their eternal separation. With that said, I also believe that the Lord might not be done yet with some who we think are unredeemable, like me. like back in the day when before coming to Christ, there was no sign that I would ever come to Jesus. So we don't know how all our stories end yet. So we don't know how they end yet, so we should encourage people to believe in and follow Christ rather than declare that someone is reprobate and eternally lost. Knowing these spiritual realities, the author of Hebrews encourages us to be faithful to the end and to trust in the Lord like when we first believed, to have the assurance that we will share in all that belongs to Christ. We don't want to fall away or be corrupted by the world, the flesh, and the devil, only to discover we weren't in Christ. The key to being faithful to the end is to be faithful today and set the intention to be faithful tomorrow. Our faith is supposed to be a daily spiritual practice, and if we keep showing up to connect with God through our spiritual disciplines of gratitude, prayer, Bible study, kindness, and service, we will know that, wow, I really am a Christian. And we can trust the Lord with our lives and be assured that we will share in all the things that Christ has for us, both here and now and in his eternal kingdom. So keep walking and talking with God. It's the recipe for faithfulness and leads to the peace and joy that comes from knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are his children. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored, Experience Life with Jesus Today. Today we share from Chapter 3, and it's part of the steps. I believe it's Step 2, and it's the Doctrinal Affirmation section. And if you want to affirm and stay in the faith, you know, reading today's doctrinal affirmation sure wouldn't be a bad way to face the day and to proclaim loudly that you're in Christ. And so I would direct you to go to mtforchrist.org to check out that resource, and you could read through it and proclaim who you are in Christ, because it's just this awesome set of statements and bullet points, basically, that tell you and yourself and everyone who could hear what you believe and how you believe you are a Christian and how you follow the Lord. And it also gives us a short teaching after that, a little bit of explanation that Anderson provides. So I would direct you to go to mtforchrist.org to check that out. Also, I would direct you to go to mtforchrist.org to check out our many posts and to go on the podcast to check out our many broadcasts that include our discipleship classes that we taught last year for Victory Over the Darkness and the Bondage Breaker and a Freedom in Christ discipleship class. So if you can't make it to, you know, if you haven't signed up for the Zoom meeting, to interact with me this evening, you can go to the podcast and check out one of those classes to be discipled, to learn and to be encouraged just by listening. And if you wanted to take a deeper step into the material, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the class materials free via email. If you wanted, we could start an online, via email discipleship relationship where you do the work and I encourage you to complete it. Also, as Christian disciples, we encourage the study of God's Word, and we've intentionally taken time out to really get back into the Word in this new year, as my studies had started to dwindle a little bit. I wasn't getting a lot of the Word, so we're making steps to make sure we get more of that. And so we encourage Bible study. And we're actually doing it, so that's good. And if you wanted to be a part of a Bible study, you can listen to our Bible study that we podcast each week with Arthur and Susanna Cincotti. The programs are called Bible Study with the Cincottis, and basically they're a topical study authored by Arthur Cincotti each week and discussed by me, Arthur and Susanna Cincotti, and usually our good friend Pastor Bob Costello. And my dear wife will be joining the study going forward to support me and to and share her insights into what we discuss. And I'm sure Susanna Cincotti will prompt her to speak as she is a good facilitator for our group. Well, that's everything for today. Like I said, if you're jealous of those guys who are going to be in my Zoom meeting tonight, like I said, I would direct you to our podcast of our discipleship classes, so you can sit in on classes that I taught before to encourage you in your walk of faith. As we say, our walk is supposed to be 24/7, so let's just keep walking and talking with God. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives. Thank you for the revelation of Jesus Christ to give us spiritual life and to give us hope for every day and all the days to come until your eternal kingdom comes to fruition. Lord, we pray for our friends, and we pray for the people listening today who we consider friends. We pray for them and their petitions. We're praying for healing for those who need it, as we prayed already for specific people today. And Lord, we pray for you to bless the people who are listening today. We pray for you to be with them, and we pray for you to go before them as they go about their day. We pray for their protection, their provision, and their prosperity as you guide them on their path of Christian discipleship, wherever that will lead. And we pray that they discover more about you and more about who they are in Christ and more about their purpose here on the earth as they go. Lord, we thank you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.